Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John Heyman is brought to you by SportClips. SportClips, cut the weight. Download the new SportClips Haircuts app and check in. And by Brother Supply, New York's number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. John's list of sponsors is starting to expand again. And here he is, Mr. Baseball himself. You know who it is. John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. Very excited getting some of those spots back.
There you go. As well you should. Well deserved by you, John.
Yeah, maybe I'll keep my spot. I don't know.
Well, you're alive.
I think you're in. You're in, John. You're safe, John.
All right. And they both have different kinds of concerns 12 games into the year, the Yankees and the Red Sox. But which team are you more concerned about 12 games in?
I'd say the Yankees. All the injuries that they have. Severino now joining the others. Sabathia's coming back. I hear Stanton feels good. I haven't heard too much about Hicks. Andujar's trying out a little bit, his arm. So hopefully, maybe, he'll be okay. But, I mean, the Red Sox have just been terrible. They haven't been injured, at least. So I'm a little more concerned about the Yankees.
You're not concerned about Chris Sale? I know his velocity was back
not
up in
really.
His last. Why?
I think he'll be fine.
It's been awful.
Because he's got a great breaking ball, a great way to pitch, and it's three games.
Okay.
I think he'll be okay.
All right.
Are you buying the Tampa Bay Rays at this point?
I think I finally should buy them. I've been selling for the last 20 years, and I've been wrong a lot. So, you know, Tommy Pham's pretty good. They made some good moves. That Archer trade was fantastic. You know, Snell's one of the best pitchers in baseball. You know, they have a good team. I think they're going to make it.
Well, right now, I mean, you look at their.
You think they're going to make the playoffs? Is that what you're saying?
I think they will, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
When you look at their rotation, you got Blake Snell, we all know. All right, guy won the Cy Young last year. You got Charlie Morton. Okay, he's solid. Maybe it wasn't just the city of Houston and that staff. Maybe he could still go at 35. But you look at Tyler Glasnow, who they got in the Archer deal, and this Yonny Chirinos. I mean, everybody in this rotation has been locked down. Their starting pitching has been better than any team in baseball so far this season.
Yeah, they develop pitchers, starting pitchers better than anyone. I mean, there are some teams that just cannot develop a starting pitcher. Boston and the Cubs, two great organizations, cannot develop a starting pitcher. The Rays develop them better than anybody. And I still think Honeywell is going to be a good starter as well. So, and they've made good trades. They're very smart.
And
they do a good job.
And if they, with a rotation like that, and I think it's safe to say Snell's good, so you know he'll be solid, and Tyler Glasnow at 25 looks like he's putting it all together, but if you've got a good rotation of four guys, then I think doing their bullpenning thing is fine. Then I think it makes a lot more sense. You've got
right.
these four great
yeah.
arms. Then I think the formula's perfect if you're Tampa.
Yeah, last year they had one starter and they won 90 games. So,
right.
Now they have four starters. So I mean, I think they win four times as many games, but they'll win more and they'll make the playoffs. I mean, I've been wrong about them at every turn, so maybe I'll be wrong about them now. But they look good. They look very good. Not as good as Seattle, but they look good.
Before I get to Seattle, do you see three teams coming out of the American League East as playoff teams? I know we're only in April, but do you see that?
Yeah, I think so. I think there'll be three.
You can't change your prediction. If that was your prediction 2 weeks ago,
I'm not changing my prediction.
What was your original prediction?
My original prediction, I went with the four. I had Boston and Minnesota and Houston winning, and then I had Cleveland and the Yankees in the playoffs.
No, you can't. What are you doing? You're going to change your view based
on
2 weeks?
It's April 11th
or
whatever it is, John.
My official predictions, they stick. I'm sticking with them. And,
I see that.
For good or bad.
I like how you stick them, too, you know?
I'm sticking with them. And I got to do better in baseball than I do in them. I mean, there's a little more pressure in baseball. I'm not quite the expert in football and basketball,
right.
as we've discovered.
I respect that you think the Mariners are a surprise team. I do respect that. But to me at least, there's an obvious difference between the Mariners and the Rays. I mean, you look at the Mariners, I don't think their starting rotation is any good. Now, have they pitched reasonably well to start the year? Sure. Is Marco Gonzalez going to go 28-3? Probably not. Kikuchi could be solid. I don't know. and they're veterans. I mean, I don't think they're that good. I mean, I get they're off to a great start.
Yeah, they don't seem good. I thought they'd be terrible. I thought they'd be horrendous. So I'm way off on that.
Oh, that's
they're
right.
Not horrendous,
you thought they were horrendous. Okay.
I mean, yeah, but you know what? The Mets. What did the Mets start last year? 11-1 or something?
Exactly.
Like that
didn't work out.
They're going to finish under 500. The Mariners.
Yeah. So you know, maybe it won't work out. But I certainly thought they'd be terrible. Jay Bruce is a superstar again.
Oh,
and
stop.
Encarnacion, sorry to bring that up.
It wasn't happening with the Mets, so I'm not concerned about that. That's fine.
All right. I like your attitude. Very good.
You know?
I mean, they have some speed, which is a good way to go now because nobody else cares about it. So they got D. Gordon and Malik Smith, so that might be good. They got some power, obviously, with Encarnacion. Haniger's a really good player. So, you know, they're probably a lot better than I thought they'd be, but I don't see them in the playoffs.
Don't worry. They may not lose 100 games, but they're not any good. I mean, there are teams every single year that
surprise. Taking a step back. They admitted they're a step back. Right? Are they reimagining something? I don't know. Maybe they're imagining something better than we thought. I don't know.
Talking to the great John Heyman, if you were Chris Davis, not the one in Oakland, if you were Chris Davis, what would you do at this point?
Go to the minors.
Would you?
Gotta go to the minors.
Wouldn't you ask for a buyout or something and just get out of baseball
at
this point?
No, nobody takes less. Nobody does that. Nobody will do that.
Even when you're embarrassing yourself every day?
Well, he would be in the Triple-A, wouldn't he? He'd be embarrassing himself in front of Major League stadiums, at least. He should go to Triple-A and try to work it out and see how it goes. But, I don't think some guys have taken a buyout because they wanted to get on with their other careers or they didn't want to play anymore. They had 1 year to go. But when you've got, what does he have, 4 years to go and 5 years to go and a lot of money, $100 million, I don't think anybody's ever done that. So
what is he, 0 for 49 now? Is that what it is? 0 for his last 49?
I think he's at 50
I think you're right.
Now.
Did he hit 50 now?
Yeah, I think he is.
Wow.
It was 49 last I looked.
But, has he pinch hit last night and went 0 for 1, so that may have been the
thing. Oh, he did pinch hit. They said
did
they
he
were
not strike out
for a couple days.
I don't know if he struck out.
Imagine,
I'll take a look.
Can you imagine being the guy that you're called back so that they send up Chris Davis for you?
It was Renato Nunez. He pinch hit for him, and he didn't strike out, but he made out.
Mm.
Have you heard anything about – have they approached him about going to the minor leagues, or is that just something
they have,
you do?
But I have not heard anything or I haven't seen anything reported. I mean, you've got to ask him if he can go to the Triple-A. Of course, he's not hurting them in the sense that they're tanking this year, right? So, in fact, he's actually helping them.
Because
come on.
He's not helping
himself,
though,
their
cause
of losing.
But, John, watching him against the Yankees last week, I mean, as he strikes out again and he's walking back to the dugout and the fans are just abusing him, and rightfully so with the booing, it's got to be affecting the guy's life. I mean, I understand the money, but I mean.
Well, it depends how tough he is, but, I would think it would be. I would go to the minors and try to work it out, keep working on things. I'm sure he's working hard, but, I mean, at this stage, at Triple-A, he might gain something from that. At this point, this is spanning two seasons now or more. It's time to go to the minors. But it's not like – I mean, if he were on a team that had any hope or any thought of being in the playoffs, that's a different situation. Truly, he's not hurting them. They're not interested in winning this year. I'm serious when I say that.
No, we understand.
I think
he's hurting himself, though.
That's why we're seeing something I don't know if we've ever seen in the history of baseball, because in the past, if a guy was this bad, they'd be out of baseball because they didn't make as much money. And even recently, if they were on any team that cared about winning, they would probably pay them to go away or bench them or do something. So this is the perfect storm of awfulness where this guy's going to be run out most of the time, and he could put up these historically bad numbers.
He could. I mean, last year he set the record at 168. I mean, we never see guys qualify.
That's unbelievable.
For batting, not batting title, I want to say, but qualify.
168. That is brutal.
Last year, 168, at this rate, he's going to bat zero this year. I mean, I don't think that'll
at this
happen.
Rate,
but
he's on
it'll
pace
be somewhere
to bat.
Between zero and 168, I think.
Did they – and I wouldn't have done it, but I got to ask it because you see this all the time in the NBA. You'll attach an asset to a bad contract. You'll say, take on Timofey Mozgov and we'll give you an asset like D'Angelo Russell. Did the Orioles ever consider in any Manny Machado trade saying, look, we'll take back less prospects, just take them off our hands? Was that ever something that they tried to do or considered?
I'm sorry. Do what?
When they were trading Manny Machado. Say to a team, we'll take back less prospects, take Chris Davis with him. Almost
nobody would do that. Nobody would take Chris Davis.
Even if you were getting Manny for almost nothing? You don't think a team would have done that?
Not as a rental.
Okay.
Right. No.
I'm just curious. So the Dodgers would have done it. He's got a
$161 million contract, so he's got about $100 million to go, right? So, yeah, no one's paying $100 million to rent Manny Machado. And as you know, renting Manny Machado was no walk in the park for the Dodgers.
I understand, but they didn't know that at the time.
Right.
I'm going back to the moment.
And he did get to the World Series. I mean, you know, that's just saying.
He was not great for them, though.
No, I understand. I understand. But you agree. But the great John Heyman, though, speaking of greatness, is with us. Pete Alonso, should I start to buy him as the real deal? I know it's only 11 games.
Pretty good. He can hit. He's a little work in progress as a fielder, but he's working hard. He's a hitter. I mean, to start this way, it's a great sign. It's obviously early, but they saw something. Give them credit. I know other teams didn't see this in him when he was at the University of Florida, and he has worked his way in. Boy, does he have a lot of power.
Oh, so, my God. Absolutely.
Very exciting. And he walks, and he's good. He's got a great attitude. And, how could you not be a buyer on Alonso at this point? Fantastic.
No, I'm thrilled. But I just, you know, let's hope it's
and
sustainable.
And good for the Mets that they didn't send to the minors. Look what we would have missed. This is now the day they would have called him up, and we would have missed 15 RBIs already.
Well, five home runs.
What I was saying to Joe on opening day is that may not have even happened, because think about it. If they send him down and Dom Smith is the first baseman and Dom Smith is hitting, they may not have even called up Peter Alonso.
Yeah,
they may have
said,
Dom Smith is hitting. Why are we calling him up?
Yeah, it's a good point.
So, yeah, I don't know. He was so great in spring training. Didn't Cora say he was the best hitter in Florida? So, of course, he was watching his own hitters who were terrible. But he was one of the best hitters in Florida.
By the way,
I think they would have called him up.
By the way, did you put the whammy on Big Jake the other night or what?
By predicting the Cy Young?
No, I don't know what you did. I mean, but all of a sudden, I mean, I don't know. I got a little concerned watching him give it up to the Twins that Heyman said something and put the whammy on.
Yeah, I don't know what I did. I did pick him for the Cy Young, I might have hexed him a little. But I did pick Trout for the MVP. That wasn't so hard.
He's hurt, so Mike Trout. Better be careful. You put the hex on him, too.
He is out now, isn't he? Is he now injured?
He wasn't in the lineup yesterday.
Day to day.
I watched a little bit of the Angels the other night when Matt Harvey was pitching. It's when they gave him like six runs in the first inning and watched him slowly give it away. Oh, my God. I don't miss him at all.
What?
And you know what?
What a disaster. Boy, I'll tell you.
His velocity was fine.
Amazing.
He was throwing 95, 96. Wasn't even an issue.
You know what? Ooh. Everybody does now, though.
Exactly. No, I think you're right. I think that's the point.
Sure,
it just doesn't even matter that much.
It doesn't.
He was just... It's amazing watching him. You know, because I haven't really watched him since the Mets got rid of him. Maybe once or twice in Cincinnati. But he was so bad. So through three starts, he has a 10.05 ERA.
Wow.
That's Matt Harvey. Wow. He's walked seven guys in 14 innings.
Yeah, people were shocked. If you look back on that, he got $11 million. I mean, think about it. He wasn't great in Cincinnati. You know, he's still the name, still played. I mean, Wade Miley got what did Wade Miley get? $4 million. Gio got a minor league deal. Now, now Gio's going to be called up pretty soon.
He is, right?
He'll make some good money because he's got that very high incentives. But people were shocked that he was paid $11 million off the year that he had. And, it doesn't feel like that pitching too many innings that year did it to him, because he's throwing 95 miles an hour. I don't know what was, but he's had two very serious injuries. So, he's not the same. They're going to give him chances, obviously. They paid him that $11 million, but 10 ERA, that's a bad sign for the Angels. The whole division, which I didn't think was very good, they're all 500 or better, though. So I give them credit. The Angels are good, are okay. And, boy, Houston's very good, as we know, and boy, Seattle, wow.
Has anything changed with Craig Kimbrel?
Not that I know of. I know there are teams that need him. Even though they've been good overall, Washington's bullpen's not been good. And I expect they'll probably sign Budnarus here. They're still working on it. Well, maybe it won't work out. I don't know, but they're working on that. But, they've got the issue of the luxury tax threshold, but Atlanta could use him. They made an offer late.
Is he still asking for multi-years, or would he take a one-year deal?
I think it'd be hard not to accept a big one-year deal at this point. I mean, I think nobody wants to do the one-year deal for under the qualifying offer that you turned down, but I got to think you got to be able to accept a one-year deal at this point at the right money. I have not heard that he is willing to accept that one-year deal, though. I do think Keuchel probably would be at the right price.
What do you want, like $20 million a year for 1 year, Keuchel? What is
it's anything 17.9 or higher, probably.
That's insane. That's insane. When's he going to make his first start? June 1st? Come on.
Yeah, you've got a point there. Right? At this point, you prorate it, right? So you really give the for the guy to make 17.9, you've got to pay him over 20. So that's a good point. I don't know.
I'd be afraid of him. I know it's easy right now. I've heard a lot of Yankee fans say it, even some Met fans. Sign Keuchel. I would not touch him with a 50-foot pole because of the fact that I'm not sure what I would get out of him this year. It's so late already. It's April 11th. He hasn't had a spring training. And I just envision, no matter where he goes, he's not going to be good. And so for that reason, I wouldn't touch him.
I almost think a two-year deal would make more sense, you know?
Right.
2 for $28 or something like that would make more sense at this point. I mean, he's a pretty good pitcher. People talk about his shoulder or something else. There are questions or rumors, but he did lead the league in starts last year. He did throw about 200 innings. His track record is pretty good. His track record is pretty good, and Kimball is on a Hall of Fame track. And it's pretty shocking that we have two players like this. I mean, I know they were taking longer. We saw Arrieta last year till March 12th. We had guys this year who signed at the end of February, Bryce Harper, obviously, one of them. But, now it's April. It's almost tax day. And we not only neither of these two great players signed, we have no hint that they're about to sign.
Mm. It is crazy.
It is. It really is.
Do you – because we've taken calls about this, because both Joe and I would agree that in a perfect world, adding Craig Kimbrell to the Met bullpen would be fantastic. Their bullpen isn't very good outside of Edwin Diaz. My impression is, because he has a Hall of Fame track, like you just said, he wants to close. Like, he's not going anywhere to be a setup man or be a part of a committee that closes. He is the closer. Is that a fair statement, that Craig Kimbrell wouldn't go anywhere unless he closes?
I think at this point he's going to have to make some concessions. As long as he gets the hits, make the deal the priority, I think, at this point. So I would say that he would take a good offer from the Mets if they were going to make one.
And he would be okay setting up for Edwin Diaz?
I would think so. Now, okay. I don't know that firsthand.
Can you ask him for us?
I would certainly think so.
You're tight
so.
With him, right?
Kimbrel, I mean, I wouldn't say tight.
How about you get him on for us? Like, he almost
wants to do that.
I did hand him the ping pong ball when it went past him in spring training last year.
Can you get him on for us? Can you tell him that your good buddies in New York want to put him on?
We're going to help him.
I will reach out to the agent.
Okay, and we're going to promote
him. Gio, I could have gotten you. But,
no, it was a done deal.
It was ready to happen until the Yankees signed him, of course.
yeah, I know. That was funny the way that happened.
You could tell Craig's – like, both of us would admit Craig Kimbrell's had a great career, so we're going to put him over. We're going to help him get a new contract.
Here's what you do. You tell Kimbrell what happened to Gio, and then he's going to get a job immediately once he gets books on our show.
That's right.
Then he won't even have to come
on. That's a good point. That's a good point. Gio was anxious to come on.
I'm sure he was. Well, maybe we'll get him on eventually.
Out of Scranton, and he's loving that. Gio's just a very happy guy.
Sounds that way. I know his last start was great.
Just like
seven
you.
Scoreless.
Yeah. I anticipate they're going to bring him up after another start or two.
They should. They need him right now.
Unless they go to a six-man, I don't know what they're going to do, because Domingo Germán deserves to remain in the rotation, and they've got CeCe coming back. So unless they make
Severino, but still.
Yeah, but who's he replacing?
Yeah, no, I understand.
They could go six-man, though, if they want, or if Paxton or Hap continue to struggle, there'll be some kind of quote-unquote injury.
Right.
That's what usually happens.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Paxton has not been that good.
No,
and all I can think about, and I know he may get offended by this, but it's true, is how much Sweeney was put in Paxton. Oh, Paxton looks great. He's this, he's that. And every time he said it, though, Sweeney would preface it by saying, but I remember saying to Mike and the Mad Dog that same thing about somebody. I forgot. Somebody back in the day. Oh, Jeff Weaver. In Sweeney's defense, he would couch it every time. But now with Paxton struggling, I keep thinking of Sweeney saying, oh, boy, you know, Paxton looks great. Meanwhile, he's been mediocre, John, for three starts.
Yeah, well, you know what? Weaver was very good, but for the Cardinals, not for the
Yankees. I was going to say.
So he was right about Weaver eventually. You know, I recall in spring training the scouts telling me how great Trevor Rosenthal was. So, my God. Has he got anybody out
yet?
Yes,
he got his first out yesterday. Congratulations to him.
Mazel tov. Yeah. He had an ERA of infinity at one point. That's not good.
Infinity is not good.
Yeah, I think yesterday.
I think it depends. It's pretty hard to do when you throw 100 miles an hour, too.
I think it depends what you mean by infinity.
Right. Yesterday, yep. They gave him the ninth inning of a game they were winning 15-0. And so Trevor Rosenthal came in, pitched one inning, walked three guys, and gave up a run. So it wasn't as if he was amazing. And he lowered his ERA from infinity to the number 72.00.
Wow.
So he's lowered it.
72. Wow. Yeah,
it's down to 72.
72. That means you give up, is that eight runs an inning?
It's a lot. It's a big number.
Yeah, I think it's eight an inning. If you pitch the full game, you get a 72 ERA.
Yeah, he's pitched one inning and he's allowed eight runs. So he needs seven scoreless to lower the ERA to nine.
Mm.
So good luck. Good
Indeed.
Luck with that.
Yeah. Well, at least he didn't get a save. I know the save rule is a little quirky, but I'm
no,
sure
he didn't
get a save for that.
He didn't get a save for that. He did not.
Good. All right.
John, do you have a Masters prediction?
Yes. You want to throw one at me, John?
Yes, I would like to make a Masters prediction.
Go.
I am going to go with Phil Mickelson.
He
still plays, right?
Yes, he does.
He still plays.
I don't think he's teed off yet, Phil. I'm not sure what time he does. Sometime, I mean, 1 o'clock hour or so.
You get good odds on Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, he's good odds. You get real good odds on
him.
Is
that right?
Yes.
Yeah, let me look. I'm going down
my
list right now.
Isn't he? I mean, he's
one of the greats of all time, but I mean, right, you know.
Oh, my God. All right, you ready?
Was it 40-1?
34-1.
34. I knew it was up there.
Fantastic. I might run out.
You better hurry up because before he tees off, so you better hurry up.
Well, has anybody else teed off yet?
Oh, yeah, they started already. Corey Connors. By the way, I can't, I'm watching this right now. Corey Connors won last week. I never heard of the guy. He was a qualifier. He won the tournament last week, the Valero Open in Texas in San Antonio, and he's now leading the Masters. I know it's just early. He's leading the Masters at 3-under. So I just want to throw that at you.
You're the expert.
I am an expert on one thing and one thing only. You know what that is? Aggravation.
Jets misery.
There you go. Well, that's aggravation. That's it. It's all, that it all kind of plays into the same thing. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Well, how about the NBA and NHL? I could make a clean sweep and get everything.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's go small. Will the Islander Penguins?
You were an
series.
Islander fan growing up, right? You grew up on the island.
Yeah, sure.
what?
Yeah, sure.
Either you were
yeah,
or
Mike,
you are.
Mike Bossy.
Oh, there you go. Right. Come on, Brian.
The dynastic
Oh,
Islanders.
My God.
Yeah. And Trottier.
There you go.
And who was the guy with the nice blonde hair that wouldn't wear helmets?
Do you have...
Oh, is that Bobby Nystrom? I think he's bald now, by the way.
Yeah, there's no nice blonde hair now.
Should have worn a helmet.
So do you have a prediction on Islanders-Penguins?
Islanders-Penguins, I'm going to go with the Penguins. I mean...
What?
You can't go against Mario Lemieux, right?
Yeah. And Yager, right? Mario.
Oh, fantastic.
Yager and Lemieux.
Yager's older than I am. Is he still playing?
He might be somebody.
No, I think he finally
is.
Last year.
I'm going to say that the winners of the forget the first round. I don't care, but we don't care about the first round.
Okay,
Tampa
fine.
Bay is going to win, and the Houston Rockets are going to win.
Wow. Tampa Bay, by the way, down 0-1 already in their series, but okay.
Did you see Tampa Bay lost? Like, they were up 3-0 last night against Columbus and lost. Did you see that?
That's all right.
No, I agree. I agree
I'm
with you.
I'm trying to
but
make up
pointing.
For my bad Rays predictions. People are mad at me in Tampa Bay. So
well, it's early.
It's early.
It
You're not
early.
Wrong about it yet.
It is early.
It's April 11th, man. John,
but I was wrong last year too. I thought they wouldn't be. I thought they'd be bad last year, and they won 19.
I've been wrong
this year.
For years, John. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, you're just hoping for the Jets.
Well, did you see the new uniforms, by the way?
No, oh yes, I did.
Yeah, they sent them one.
No, really lovely. Yeah, I don't. You know,
even Hammond got one.
They sent one to everybody in America, but you.
But me,
it's embarrassing.
It is true. I did get one. Thank the Boomer. Thankful to Boomer for giving me one.
It is sort of embarrassing that the Jets disrespect you, who is the face of Jet fandom, whether you like it or not.
What did they do to him?
They hate me.
They sent a new jersey to like everybody in America, but Joe Beningo. It's embarrassing.
Right. They hate me, John, because I tell it like it is about him. Because, like, you know, to me, it kind of matters that it's been 50 years without even being in a Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you've already said – you've already made fun of the fact that they're trumping these new uniforms, right? You made fun of them for that. So.
Well, I mean, I just
–
but he's a Jet fan.
Because I want to win. I mean,
Ralph,
I don't care what uniforms they're wearing, but I want – and they're not bad. I don't like the black because black is not their color. But, I mean, they're not terrible. They remind me a little bit of the old Joe Klecko, Al Toon uniforms in the 80s and early 90s. But still,
John, they're sending uniforms to Ralph Macchio. They're sending uniforms to Caris LeVert. He doesn't care about the Jets.
Macchio is a big.
They sent Caris LeVert a Jet.
The whole net team got.
Did they really?
Yeah, but not Joe Benigno.
Oh my God!
The whole net.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, everybody. Spencer Dinwiddie's got it. You think Spencer Dinwiddie gives a damn about the Jets?
No.
But they're sending it, and not Joe. I mean, come on, John.
That's not right. That is not right.
You know.
It's embarrassing.
But Macchio is a huge sports fan.
Is he a Jet fan,
Macchio?
I guess
he's a big Mets fan, and he's out in the island somewhere.
It's not a knock on Ralph Macchio. It's fine that they sent him a jersey. Right. My point is that it should also be sent to you. And by you, I mean
Joe.
No,
I understand. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But there's no shot.
They hate you. You know what? You're right. They hate you.
They would send, let me tell you right now, here's all you need to know about what they feel about me, John. They would send a uniform to Bill Belichick before they sent it to me. So that's all. So that's it. That's all you need
to
know.
You know who they sent the jersey to?
No, who's that?
Mike Francesa.
Well, of course.
What? He's killed the Jets for years.
He killed them, but he loves everybody. He loves McCagnan. He loves everybody.
I'll
say this. The grown-ups are in the house. Okay? Well, that's what he said about Todd Bowles. The grown-ups are here. Okay? That's all we need to know.
Well, maybe Francesa will give you that uniform.
No, I don't think that's happening. Not a,
you
know don't what? Worry about that. It was not happening.
You don't think
Boomer, no, I know so.
Boomer and Gio.
He knows that you're really into the Jets.
Doesn't matter. No. That Mike is not giving me the uniform.
But John,
don't worry.
That's not the point because Boomer and Gio were kind enough to give him one. But that's not my point. My point is Joe.
Thank you, Boomer.
He's the face of Jet fandom. I believe that. I believe it's true. I'm not just saying that because I'm biased. It is true. Right. There are tons of people in this city who don't even care about football, but they want to hear what Joe says about the Jets. He's the face
of
fandom.
Right.
And for them to send a jersey to everybody in America but him, I got to tell you, I think it was very disrespectful to the face of fandom.
I have to agree.
All right, that's I got.
Thank you for the kind words, Ev.
Because
did Gio get one?
Gio got one.
Gio got one. He was a Viking.
With his own name on it, though. Gio got one with his own name, and I think he got one of the black uniforms. See, Boomer was kind enough to give me a Jamal Adams jersey. And it's the green, which is nice. I like that. So it's all good, and I thank Boomer and Gio for giving me that. I appreciate it.
Okay.
By the way,
and to the Jets, if you send one now, that's great, but you've already caused damage. No, you've already caused damage. You showed your true feelings.
If they send one, a nice one now, I think that's okay.
Unless they put an apology saying, you know what, Joe, we really appreciate you as a fan, and it was an oversight.
You don't have to do that.
All right, I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
But I thank you, bro. Thank you.
All right.
They owe him.
Yeah.
Like I said,
unless I'm dead, I will still be around rooting for this team while the people that wouldn't send me to Jersey are long gone.
That's a very good point.
So let's keep that in mind. You know what I mean, John?
Damn right.
Yeah, that is true. You are a diehard.
Oh, God.
I'm a sick you-know-what is what I am.
Yeah. Well, you know, better than the Indians, right? It's only been 50 years, right?
Right. The Indians were 1948, so that's longer than the Jets. You're correct about that.
Right. Or the Padres. Well, you and I remember that game like it was yesterday, so you have that going for you.
Yes, I do remember that, but it's getting old, John, just like me.
Yes. Both of us.
John,
excellent. Well, savor it.
Excellent work,
John,
always.
You know we love you, John.
Yeah, same here, guys.
All right, John.
Here he is, the great John Heyman.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.